This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
What is a lie that you have told your kids? Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065, because, listen, parents be lying. We lie a little, and we lie a lot, and we lie constantly about all kinds of things. And there is a list here of the most common lies that we tell kids. This is hysterical. I'll run over this really fast because we've got some great phone calls, and I know we've got Facebook comments as well. Drinking coffee will make you short. Total lie.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. Eating chocolates causes acne. Can't have chocolate, you're going to get acne. Total lie. Crossing your eyes going to make you go cross-eyed forever.
Oh, I always say crossing your eyes is going to give you a headache.
Also not true.
No.
Which is funny about that is, like, why can't they cross their eyes?
I don't know. I don't know why we find it to be so troublesome.
If you go outside with wet hair, you're going to catch a cold.
Your not mother true. Still believes that.
My mother still believes that if you're out in the cold and you're even damp, you're going to get the flu. If you swallow chewing gum, it's just going to stay in your stomach for seven years. That's very specific.
Right.
7 years.
Yeah.
What else? Watching too much TV will damage your eyesight. It will not damage your eyesight.
But it will
It'll
damage
make you
your
an
brain.
Idiot. Yeah. Make you stupid. And carrots will help you see in the dark.
Yeah.
I remember my parents telling me that all the time. So, like, what are some lies that you've told your kids that you think are, like, looking back, it's like, that's really funny.
So this is going to make me sound like a bad person. But every once in a while, let's say we've stayed at a resort or something, and I oopsie-doopsie walk away with, let's say, a really nice beach towel.
Oh,
okay?
God. Oh, boy.
Now, my kids, when we're unpacking, go, oh, my God, you forgot. Oh, that's the resorts you stole. I go, I didn't. I had them charge me for it.
It's not bad.
They think I am just
916-909-1065. Let's talk to Daphne.
It's Daphne.
It's God. Daphne. Kevin took a real shot, real big swing at spelling your name.
Artistic liberties.
Okay. What lie have you told your kids?
When they were about 2 and 5 years old, we were driving up through Sonoma. It was a long drive, and they were bored. And so I told them that in every herd of cows, there's one named Larry. And if you yell out his name, he'll look up. And so every time we'd pass a herd of cows, we'd roll the windows down, wind flying everywhere, and we'd scream, Larry! One would always look up because car full, crazy people, right? And
that's hysterical.
I think that's adorable.
And,
yes.
And the kids are like, that one's Larry. That's Larry.
And that's probably that's something Larry. That they'll do with their so kids.
That is so funny. Thank you, Daphne. Talk to Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Gavin.
Let's tell us a lie that you told your kids.
So when they were small, we took them down to Disneyland and we could only go to one park. So we're up in the hotel room and they're looking out at the park, getting all excited for tomorrow. And they can see California Adventure. And so they said, oh, that's Disneyland. And I just said, oh, yeah, everything that we're looking out at is Disneyland. Like, we'll get to see it all tomorrow. They never even knew California Adventure existed.
Well, I think that's perfectly fine.
No, that's sad.
No, they couldn't go to the other park.
I know, so, but they're looking for a Ferris wheel that doesn't exist in a park.
The park's so big. We just never made it there.
Thank you so much for calling. Real fast, give us some more, and then we've got more calls, too.
Oh, do we? Okay, yeah. So Autumn said, that in the fall, I don't turn the clocks back, so I could put the kids down to bed an hour early. It only lasts for a few days, but it's worth it.
That's a good idea.
Jennifer said, I didn't want a cat, so I convinced my toddler that our chihuahua was a cat. Marcia says that if you go to Chuck E. Cheese, you'll get the flu. Teresa says on road trips, she told her kids, if you take a nap, I can take a shortcut.
That's great. Well,
one more. This one's so good. Tina said, our turtle got out and we couldn't find it.
How does a turtle get out?
I don't know. Maybe in an outdoor enclosure?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They don't get far.
But, well, they couldn't find it. Okay. So she told her kids that it ran away to find love.
Sounds like something you would say. Let's end on a funny but dark.
Uh-oh.
Good morning.
I don't like this.
Buffy, are you there? What lie have you told your kids?
So this is a good one, and it totally worked out in my favor. You know how you go to Walmart or the grocery store and you see those little oil spots in the parking lot, or there's like old gum that's squished in the parking lot? I told my son those were the remains of the children that didn't hold their mommy's hands.
Oh, my God.
And so every time I get in the car, Mom, you got to hold my hand. You got to hold my hand.
Wow. And now he's 27 years old.
And he's just looking for a mommy in the parking lot at the time.
And a Marine. Thank you so much for calling. That's, trauma.
No kidding.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.